Amen. Peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Happy Monday, Hope College. I love me some Hope College. Because the college is the collection of people. And it's the people that make this place special. One of my great joys is to introduce an old and new person to Hope College. Dr. Dennis Boskell is Hope College's interim president. Give him some credit. I'd also like to introduce Betty Lou. Betty Lou, give a wave. You've got that. Yeah. The first lady of Hope College. Yes. Dr. Boskell taught church history in the religion department for 17 years before becoming the president at Western Theological Seminary, retiring, teaching there, being involved with the Van Ralty Institute, working on history there, and has graciously interrupted a golden season of his life to come be a leader here at Hope College. And we're so grateful for you to be here, and we are honored to hear the word from you today. One more time, give Dr. Boskell some love.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. Well, Trigby, thank you for that very kind introduction. Thank you for welcoming Betty and me to this position and to this campus again, which we dearly love. And we've gotten to know a number of you already, and we hope that that list grows continually. This morning, the scripture passage that I'm focusing upon is from Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. And we will look at verses 19 and 20. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the shrine, the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. This day marks the 16th anniversary of one of the most traumatic events in the history of the United States. On the morning of September 11, 2001, a group of radical renegade Islamicists simultaneously attacked the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Now, I understand that most of you were toddlers at best during that time. I understand that freshmen generally like 2 years old then. And you were too young to remember vividly, at least, the events of that traumatic day. Now, I was not a toddler, of course, and as you can tell, but I do have vivid memories of that day. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful early autumn day, like today, almost exactly like today. And from Michigan to the Atlantic Ocean, it was clear and gorgeous, one of those days that you dream about when you're planning your calendars. It was a day like today. Now, here's a picture of the Twin Towers just before the attacks. And I was the president of Western Theological Seminary, as Trigby said, and a few hundred feet away, by the way, from this very chapel. And I overheard someone say, and as I was on my way to our chapel service, that a plane had hit one of the towers. Well, by the time the chapel service had completed, another word came out that another plane had hit the other tower. And then we knew that something was amiss. It was the beginning of a tragic day. It was the beginning of a conflagration, of the towers beginning to flame and explode all over. Devastation, destruction, disbelief, actually, that this could possibly happen. And there was human carnage immediately. Hundreds of people trapped in the upper ranges or the upper floors of the towers were desperate to get out and save their lives. And some of them jumped from the windows high above to their deaths on the ground. It was a dramatic, traumatic day. Clouds of ashes billowed up when the towers eventually fell. And you could see people running away as fast as they could as billows of ashes were behind them as they ran away as fast as they could. People were hysterical. They were hysterical. Despair and hopelessness consumed the nation, and the world watched on television. On the Hope College campus, by the way, students began to leave their dorms and their classrooms, and they gathered silently in the pine grove. And they began to cluster around in circles of prayer. Just this happened kind of on its own. No leadership, just happened because Hope students wanted to be together and they wanted to pray for our nation, for the people that were caught in this devastating attack. I remember joining students, walking across the way and joining the students as they gathered with faculty and staff. It was an amazing, amazing kind of thing that was happening spontaneously. A gathering of people joining hands, sharing their grief, and praying to God. Now, People magazine, a week or so later, published pictures of this Pine Grove scene. I don't know who was there to take the photographs, but it was amazing. And it was called, this cover article, With One Voice. And the title of the issue was September 11, 2001, a day that shook America. Our scripture passage this morning identifies the hope that Christian believers have in the midst of 9/11 events in their lives. Hebrews 6:19a, we have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Have you ever looked very closely at that anchor in front of Graves Place on College Avenue? And you'll see there, if you do look closely, that the Hebrews chapter 6 passage is cited on an inscription below the anchor itself. This famous anchor has become a symbol of Hope College, of course, which is painted white now, except the times when Calvin College pranksters periodically splash maroon and yellow on our white anchor. And if you look carefully, you will see the passage from Hebrews 6. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. And when we read the entire passage, we learn that Jesus Christ is the object of that hope. Jesus Christ is a sure and steadfast anchor of our souls. My friends, when your world is rocked by 9/11 events in your life, when a parent or grandparent dies unexpectedly, when you fail an exam, when your study informs you that he or she wishes to break off your relationship, when you're cut off from athletic teams and cut and didn't make the rosters, when you fail to make the chapel choir, when you make a self-destructive moral decision and have to live with it, when your neatly self-controlled, self-constructed world begins to fray and fall apart, Jesus Christ is your anchor of hope. Jesus Christ is a sure and steadfast anchor of your soul. So, my friends, go to Jesus. Accept his ready grace. Receive his healing. Trust that he truly, steadfastly loves you. You. And especially during the 9/11 days of your lives, allow Jesus to be that sure and steady anchor of hope. And we say all of this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Remember that Jesus Christ is the anchor of our soul. Amen. And amen.